mandaron a freír a Jaume I, de hecho, que se podían hacer. Jaume I, y de hecho, esto sí está documentado, dentro de esta sinagoga hay un documento donde el rey dice: ustedes pueden entrar en un templo solo si este templo es más pequeño que la iglesia más pequeña de Barcelona. De nuevo, los católicos están con este tema del ego y, y los tamaños, ¿sí? Entonces, esta sinagoga es muy pequeña. En esta puerta y esas dos ventanas, ¿sí? Se mantuvo mucho tiempo y en el siglo XV, con Isabel la Católica, era tan católica que dijo: o los judíos se van, o los ejecutamos, o se católicos. ¿Sí? Muchos que no se querían convertir y quedaron esas tocas abajo.
Los indígenas
de judíos conversos. Ama de carne, si tú te quedas.
Técnicamente, compra este edificio porque sabe que hay.
¿Qué te da de español?
Pero si luego se vuelve a cerrar,
no te
sabes
si te queda ahí.
Sí, era ahí, ¿no? Y recién lo vi en el año 2003. Pero esa temporada me gusta mucho porque habla de la iglesia. ¿Se acuerdan que fuimos al archivo de Chorizo? Este lugar se volvió a abrir en 2013 de una familia argentina. Hay una tenía tal propiedad de la TAN, de forma de reivindicar la violencia del pasado a la comunidad. Esta familia argentina va a ir al museo histórico, va a agarrar como va a por ejemplo, la torácica en el rollo, que solo puede ser escrita a mano, había una de menos. O sea, de hecho, otro día quieren venir más tarde. La sinagoga se le trae, pero tiene la historia de y tiene toda la documentación de lo que les estoy contando la tierra. Sí.
Rats, fleas, that's the Black Death, right there, okay? So what you want to do is you want to move around, you want to go to the butchers, you want to go to the baths, you want to go to the synagogues, or you want to go out to the neighborhood. They were given two options. They were given the option of converting right there on the spot, or being killed right there on the spot. And basically during those 3 days, that was the end of the Jewish neighborhood in Barcelona. We didn't have a Jewish community, we didn't have a couple of working synagogues, but that time they killed somewhere between 4 to 5 months. It's been 3 days. I want to show you two small things right here. First, let me show you the synagogue, at least the entry to it. Tell you the quick story. Actually, this bit right here would be storage room of the computer shop. Okay? Yes, the bishop there is United. Yeah, well, the city council, Spanish bureaucracy, that. Eventually he made it. He did the excavation from there, they found a medieval remain. But then when they kept digging, they found it. Now that is no big surprise, right? The Roman city is there, and because of the location of the remains, they really suspected it must have been a working synagogue. It just hasn't been like officially proved yet. But if they managed to prove it, this might turn overnight into one of the oldest synagogues, or the oldest synagogue in Europe. Yeah. It's, by the way, a working synagogue still nowadays. The guy also knew it was a synagogue, suspected it was a synagogue from the outside, because this wall, this street relatively comes straight. This wall is facing southeast, but towards Jerusalem. Yeah, it's a required from the synagogues. There are five of them, synagogues in here. Do you know why five of them? It's not about the number five. There are five of them. Do you know why five of them and not just one, but much larger? Yes, but regulation from the Christians, from the Jews. They couldn't build any synagogue, any temple for them, bigger than the smallest Christian church. So this was just a little smaller than the smallest Christian church at the time. It is just so small that it's basically just used for private ceremonies.